The last part of helping Audioboo is interesting. It's an especially interesting concept. It's a kind of bargaining concept. So it's structured into the form of, if Audioboo were to do certain things for me, what would I do for Audioboo in return? So that's the idea. The people who are designing have designed this conversation, if you like, about the future of Audioboo and how to make it better, have designed a last finishing process in which I get a chance to spell out, you know, if Mark Rock were to give me $1 million, this is what I'd do for Audioboo. No, but to be very serious about it, it's an if you do this for me, this is what I'll do for you. And it's a lovely interrogation which can be used in lots of situations. And, you know, with my background in training people, I have to say that I'm familiar with these kind of very powerful questions that open up all sorts of additional thinking. And I love this one. I love this one. Congratulations to the people. But anyway, let me cut to the chase. If it seems to be the word today, look, yeah, before I rush ahead, I have to say I've just done an Audioboo which was all about the word if. It was Rudyard Kipling's, an extract from Rudyard Kipling's magnificent poem. You know, about if I could keep my head and everybody else around me is running around like a blue arse fly. If you can look, you know, tremendous success and awful failure in the eye and don't get bowled over by either of them, that kind of thing. So if seems to be the word today. Okay, forgive the digression. Let me cut quickly to the chase and say if. And I'm going to do this in a number of different parts. Okay, if Audioboo gave me a t-shirt that said something I liked. In fact, if Audioboo asked me what kind of a t-shirt I would like so that I could design what I had on it myself, and it asked me what I'd want the t-shirt to be made of, and in this case it would be 100% cotton, and if it did all that, and this was a special, you know, collector's item with a couple in reserve for when I cocked up what I was going to do with the t-shirt and I lost it and somebody stole one or something, what would I do in return? Right. I would recruit per t-shirt in a year 50 more users, 50 additional users for Audioboo, right? If I got the t-shirt I wanted, I would personally, the wrong word would be deliver, right? But I would actually go out of my way, no, never mind trying hard. I would deliver 50 new users to Audioboo in a year. Christ, that's an awful lot. That is an awful lot. That's one new one a week. My God, if I did that and you ratcheted that up, Audioboo would expand a lot. That would be, I couldn't promise that much. I think that would be beyond me. So let me be very realistic. In return for a t-shirt, I deliver 20 more users to Audioboo. Now we do a negotiation between 20 and 50 and we come up with a solution, okay? So that's the t-shirt option, and that's, you know, actually, I'm going to end up doing a few little Audioboos on this topic because I'm going to dump all the things I would like. And then I'm going to do, in the very end of it all, I'm going to come down and weight them. Because if I say, you know, if you do one of, if I give you 20 things, I'm going to do them all, you know, I'll do them. But which of the things do I want most? And I don't know. I have no idea what I would most want Audioboo to do for me. But I'm going to think about it. Right. And I'm also going to think, what could I do for Audioboo? Yeah, get extra users, right? Well, there's got to be more I could do than that. Bye.